Call Senate Finance Committee to order. Today's April 29th. We're in State Capitol, Juneau, Alaska, Senate Finance Room. It is 2 minutes after 9 a.m. Present Chairman Stedman, Senator Keel, Senator Merrick, Senator Kaufman, Senator Cronk, and myself, Senator Hoffman. We should be expecting Senator Olson shortly. We have three items on today's agenda. The first being Senate Bill 63, Local Boundary Commission, Senate Bill 133, Insurance Prior Authorizations, and then finishing up on Senate Bill 137, Extension Boards, Midwives, Nursing, and Parole. The first item, Senate Bill 63, Local Boundary Commission. This bill was previously heard on April the 11th. We took public testimony and reviewed the fiscal notes. No amendments were submitted. We invite Senator Cronk to the table to reintroduce what this bill does. Senator Cronk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Senate Finance Committee. Senator Cronk from District R. A quick highlight of this bill. This bill passed the other body last year unanimously and was passed in the Senate. It was scheduled, but it didn't make it to the final clearing. So what this bill does is real clear. Insurance commissioners appointed from each of the four judicial districts actually live and vote in the judicial district from which they are appointed. It creates an additional seat on the commission to ensure at least one of the six commissioners comes from an unorganized borough, and it changes statute regarding the selection of the commission chair. Instead of the chair automatically being a member from the state at large, the chair of the commission will be elected amongst its members. And that is pretty much exactly what the bill does.
Thank you, Senator Cronk. Do members of the Finance Committee have questions to the prime sponsor? Seeing none in the will of the committee, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 63-34-LS-0422/A from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing no objection, that bill passes from committee. We'll take an ID as well. Finance members sign the report. Call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. The second item on our agenda today is Senate Bill 33, Insurance Prior Authorizations. This bill was previously heard on April 15th. We took public testimony, reviewed the fiscal notes. No amendments were received. I invite Senator Bjorkman and his staff to the table to reintroduce what Senate Bill 133 actually does.
Thank you, Chairman Hoffman and Co-Chair Stedman and members of the esteemed Senate Finance Committee. For the record, my name is Senator Jesse Bjorkman, representing the northern and central portions of the Kenai Peninsula. Thank you for hearing Senate Bill 133 today. The bill before you addresses prior authorization and its process for medical care that is covered by a health insurer. The bill is a result of many meetings starting last spring from hospitals, healthcare providers, and health insurance companies as a way to rationalize a system by which health insurance company approves care that a patient is to receive. The goal is to make sure that there are clear timelines in place so that patients do not have to wait a long time or forever in order to receive the vital health care that they need. It requires clear communication between health insurance companies and providers and patients, and also uses electronic data transmission through the insurer's website or portal to accomplish this task quickly. The bill also provides the director of the Division of Insurance with the authority to monitor compliance with this new system. Thank you very much for your consideration, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Bjorkman. Do members of the Finance Committee have questions of the prime sponsor? Seeing none, will of the committee, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 13324-LSO-470-I from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill passes from committee with individual recommendations. We'll take an IDs while the report is signed.
The Senate Finance Committee back to order. That brings the last item up before the committee's work today, that being Senate Bill 137, Extension Boards, Midwives, Nursing, and Parole. This bill was previously heard on April 15th. We took public testimony, reviewed the fiscal notes. The committee adopted a CS, including Board of Veterinary Examiners. No amendments were submitted to the committee. Senator Bjorkman, please review what this bill actually does.
Thank you very much, Co-Chair Hoffman. For the record, my name is Senator Jesse Bjorkman, representing the northern and central portions of the Kenai Peninsula. Senate Bill 137 extends the boards of four professions: the direct entry midwives, nurses, parole, and veterinary examiners, and follows all the recommendations from the state auditors for each of these boards. Thank you for your consideration today.
Thank you for that explanation. Do members of the Finance Committee have questions of the prime sponsor? Seeing none, we'll go to the will of the committee. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 137, Finance, 34-LSO-732-N from committee with attached and forthcoming fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there objection to the passage of the bill from committee? Seeing none, the bill will move on to its next committee of referral, which is the Rules Committee. That concludes the work of the committee today, and our next meeting will be 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Do you have a brief Eddies?
Brief Eddies. call the Senate Finance Committee meeting back to order. Having scheduled the next meeting for 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, the 1:30 meeting is canceled. We are adjourned.